Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Wednesday, January 1st, 2014. We're looking forward to having a wonderful show tonight. Our topic's going to be about healings, testimonials in the new year, and did we all have a happy new year, or what happened? The next upcoming important date for the Creation Lightship Healings is Sunday, January 5th. That's going to be the New Year's call, where Ron will bring in the 12 energies of the coming months of 2014 for us to experience, and also charge water for a week for everybody. So that's a wonderful, wonderful experience. Ron does that every year, and you'd really be doing yourself a favor to get on that call. Also, in February, in case somebody wants to make any travel plans, the 7th, 8th, and 9th, Ron will be at the Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton in Los Angeles, California. The January intensives, which are the 4-hour Saturday call and the 8-hour Sunday calls, aren't posted yet, but just so everyone knows, they're going to start on Saturday the 11th. That will be the first 4-hour call. And the 8-hour calls this month will be the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. And those are the physical body rejuvenation healings, and they're also just wonderful. Ron will be on in just a moment, but in the meantime, you could open up your picture of the light being from Creation Lightship that can be found on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. Just go there and scroll down a little bit, and right on the home page, you'll see the beautiful light being. And you can open that up, and when Ron comes on, he will energize that picture for us with peace energy. And now I'll welcome Ron onto the call.
Hi, everybody. So here we are, first day of the year. Boy, I bet you're glad that last year was over. So new beginnings for this year. So here we go. So let's energize the light being. So stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, man, stronger and stronger. Must be some residual energies out there from some people. So let's release, anxieties or something from people that may be lingering. Here we go, releasing these energies. One, two, three. Four, and five. Still heavy. One, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And I guess I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron.
This feels heavy.
Interesting. Okay. Well, someone is asking, and this, you know, might help people in addition to you, you know, doing this clearing. Well, maybe first we should clear the date today. I wanted to clear 1-1-2014 and also 12-31-2013, and maybe that would, you know, could it have to do with an actual dates of New Year's that might be making people...
Okay, so let's clear yesterday. So here we go. We'll clear 12, so we'll just do the whole date at once. So clearing yesterday. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, man. Maybe that timeline is still connected to people. That's probably what it is. I think people are bringing in the timelines from last year. And so here we go. Let's release that timeline of last year from people. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you people better go on and do some clearings here. And today we'll get rid of the numbers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see how that feels for everybody out there. Back to you, Anne.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron.
Heavy, but, that's the way it goes.
Right. Okay, let me just... I've been saying this myself. Someone's asking me how to say, you know, the words to be on the timeline, and I was looking for where I had written it down, but I think I can remember. And then our lovely moderator of the fast chat will type that in, too, for people. I command my spirit and body to be on the CLS Now timeline of light and only the CLS Now timeline of light. And that should help people feel better, right, Ron?
Yeah, you want to get in the now, so remember that source energy is only in the now. If it's not in the now, then it's not source energy. That's another way of putting it. You can't necessarily think that you're think your way into the source energy because you have to do the mind a heart drop to be there. So if you try to think your way into it, then you're just thinking. And so you want to get into that energy strictly by doing the mind a heart drop, and then from there, connecting yourself to it. And you can actually feel the energy shifting. So let's bring everybody into the now. First check and see where your finger is. Put your finger up in front of you, straight up in front of you, and we'll just see where you are. Who knows where you are? Are you here or are you there? You may be somewhere else. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You should feel your finger actually moving. Or feeling the energy shift. And your finger should be straight out in front of you right now. If it's not, then you have troubles going into the now timeline. And let's do that again for everybody. Make sure that you're in the now here. It's feeling better for me because the energies aren't going sideways and goofy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that feels pretty good to me. Hopefully you all feel a slight shift. And if that's the case, then means that you were not on the proper timeline. It means that you're in the beyondo, still listening here, in the beyondo to what we're talking about. So back to you, Anne.
Okay. Okay. I guess the timeline statement was already posted on the fast chat, so I was just getting that straightened out. Okay, Ron, well, that felt really good. And then I was wondering if it would be helpful to clear. I don't think New Year's is as heavy for a lot of people as Christmas, for instance, might have been, but since people have a lot of memories and things happen or not happen, or disappointments around holidays, I was wondering if you could just clear those words, too, of New Year's Eve and New Year's Day for us.
Okay, here we go. So remember, you need to think of a situation. And so here we go. Think of what you're dealing with, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy, this is a heavy show. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's just see what that does here. Hopefully everything is good with you. If not, like I said, get out there and do some timeline crashes. Because we have, just this show tonight is pretty heavy. That's all that I'm saying. Not that it's your fault, just that... well, let me just look at this here. Maybe somehow you have, or the aliens have you, like, one foot on the banana peel and the other one in the timeline's your grave, and they want to abduct you, and they're trying to shake you so that you slip and get sucked into last year's timeline, into the beyondo. So let's look at that one. Let's try to get you off of that timeline, everybody. And you're going to know how you feel. So here we go, releasing this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, hopefully this has helped you out to get you back here. We'll just see if we have any comments. I mean, really felt your body kind of jerk or shake, twist, or whatever. Because it just feels like I'm talking to only about a third of the people out there, and the other ones may have come on not realizing that they've been attached to darkness through the timeline. So that's, you know, it's not good, but maybe this has helped you, okay? So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you so much, Ron, on behalf of everybody listening now to get us all back centered again. One listener, who I know it's someone who listens often, said, it was me, I was attacked before the show. Well, that might be true, but I don't want any one listener to think it was all them that was bringing, you know, if Ron's feeling heavy energy like that, it's more than one person, trust me. Right, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct, uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't want this one person feeling like, oh, it was me.
Yeah, you might think
energy.
It's your fault that I'm yawning, no.
Right.
this is probably something that's happening to many, many people out there. And very possibly, maybe some of your friends already slipped on the banana peel, right? And they're falling into those timelines, and that would mean that maybe they're corded to you. I'm just looking at this whole situation here of how goofy it could be for everybody. Let's try to, not try, we're going to release the timelines here that could be attached to you and your friends. So I want you all to think of somebody, and who you're going to be thinking of maybe is the person that's the most closest, the most dearest to you, okay? Whatever that means to you, because they may have already went. And maybe you're like, the pillar here trying to keep them from going sideways. So here we go. Getting you off of that energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. All right, and let's just see how that is feeling for everybody. It's a little bit lighter for me. Hopefully it's much better for you guys. So back to you. And
thank
we'll see
you,
what,
Ron.
What's up here.
All right. One listener is saying that she can't stop yawning. That's probably, in a way, good, right? Do you think that means she's releasing things that were...
Boy. Yeah, maybe. Yawning's good. You are releasing, yes. So for that answer, yes, that's good. The other situation is you're probably maybe hooked up a little bit. So... get out there and do some timeline crashes to get off of the stuff that you're hooked up to. That's about all that I could say.
Right.
You know, this is true for everybody. I would suggest everybody get out there and do some timeline crashes to get off of where you are, because this is not good. To yawn and to feel like you've been, in a sense, sabotaged here, which is probably the case, that's not good.
What is the issue, Ron, that's coming to you top of mind for you that we should timeline crash? Can you give us a couple of ideas?
Yeah, what I'm seeing is people are connected without knowing it to last year's timeline. And when you're in last year's timeline, then all of a sudden you're bringing the energies back from last year into this year. And they changed the timeline. Remember, everything is taken into, the new timeline here. So this one's brand new and you're bringing in the old stuff. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You want to get off of that. Mm-hmm. You don't want to bring in the past. So you're bringing the past into this reality. So remember, when you think about the past, just by thinking about maybe your birthday last year, for instance, you are bringing in the energies that can contaminate you, which you don't want to do, you know, and you want to get off of, you know, this particular situation that you're dealing with. Because you're bringing in all that stuff that's connecting you to last year. Get out of it. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. But conversely, it's a really good opportunity to be new and more creative and have neutral time and a neutral billboard, you know, or a billboard that you're controlling, et cetera, things that can bring us, you know, forward into this new year in a positive way so we can have a better life, right?
Yeah, because you don't want to bring the past. You want to drag the past to you. Because that's not good.
Right.
You know, I think you all understand that. So I guess we kind of started off with just doing clearings like we normally do, and all of a sudden we hit some brick walls here because, like, some of the people out there are stranded. Maybe you're trying to go, you know, from one energy system to another. And the energy system that you're connected to does not relate to this one, but you're trying to pull this one into your reality because you're actually more on the other reality of consciousness, which is the darkness. So, you know, that's about all that I can kind of, you know, indicate or talk about because that's the way it feels to me. So, anybody on the fast chat have any suggestions besides timeline crashes? To me, that's what I would strongly recommend doing is do some timeline crashes to get into this present moment because you want to get rid of the past. You want to get rid of, you know, last year completely out of your life. And, you know, I would think that being the first, you know, this is a brand new year, and are you dragging the past with you? Are you looking in your rearview mirror, you know, of 2013, you know, thinking what should I have done or could I, would have, you know, would I have done this differently? Would, you know, should I have, you know, did something or not did something or do something differently or what, you know, there's that phrase that we have, which I can't bring it forward instantly, but should I, could I, would I, or something like that. And whatever it is, makes no difference. Get out of it. Don't evaluate yourself and attempt to figure out what the heck you are doing and why you did something wrong. Why life didn't work out for you the way it should have. Don't bring that stuff forward. Just move on. You know, get it out of your life. Love it out of your life. You know, goodbye, Charlie. You know, get it out. Mm-hmm. So you can be in the present moment here. Otherwise, you could be having a really, really rough time this coming year because what you're doing now is you're planting all of your seeds of intention on this first day of the year. And it's a clean slate. So what are you doing to yourself? So I guess that's the way to look at it. Get out of it. Get out of what you're trying to manifest, because you are manifesting that. Get back into source energy. That's what I'm trying to indicate to you. So back to you, Ann.
Well, of course, we're also blessed, Ron, to know you and to be able to experience these samples that you're so generous to give on the radio shows. And then to teach us about all the wonderful healings you have available on the website. I mean, at least everyone listening has hope, whereas the other people walking around are, you know, ignorant and causing themselves more problems. So we're much better off. Someone was asking, and, you know, I mentioned this, and maybe we just need to talk about a little more. What can I do with billboard?
Oh, that's a great clearing.
Yeah.
Now, the billboard allows you to look at your life. And then find out where you are, what you're doing wrong, possibly, maybe even what you're doing right, and get out of it. Remember, you don't want to be in a situation, you know, that you don't want to be into. So reprogram your billboard. Everybody around you is going to be reacting to you according to what's on your billboard. And that's the whole process. What's on your billboard? And so who put that on your billboard? So like I said, you're bringing forth the energies from last year, and that's going onto your billboard now to change your whole life or to keep it the same of what it was a day ago. And so yesterday was a culmination of all of your stuff. Did you graduate, you know, from that, or did you think you have to now get a PhD in your misery? So get out of it. Just know that whatever it was last year happened, and I'm now, you know, changing it. That's why we have the call coming up on Sunday, so you're able to view and sample the energies for the upcoming year, so you can say, oh, yeah, you know, I remember the energy was like so-and-so in March, and wow, it's March now, and now I can kind of direct my energy that I have that I want to manifest in that sort of energy that I've felt, you know, at the first of the year. So that's why we do the clearing, or, you know, bringing the sample energies. I won't say it'll be 100% correct because source energy is in the now, but this is sort of what the Earth Spirit is, we'll say, planning to bring forth to have it come in here for us to experience. That's one way to look at it. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you. Someone's asking what timeline crashes are free, and there are several of them. I'm just going into the era. My computer's wanting to go slow. I was just going to go back and look at what those are. So everyone, you know, should certainly avail themselves of all of the free clearings, most especially the Be Here Now. That'll just clear up a lot of things. And one of our emails, in fact, is thanking you for that, Ron, and how much it helped them, you know, have a better holiday season and everything because they did the Be Here Now for themselves and their family. So it's a great one. It's not everything, but it really helps a lot. Okay. Listeners saying, there were two comments about timeline crashes that we could do, but I'm not exactly sure what this means. Betray knowledge for adversities. Would that be something we could timeline crash, Ron?
I guess you could. You know, mainly the timeline crashing and like the psychic billboard is you figure out where you are. So that sounds like a blanket statement, and I don't think you're not going to, you won't get anything out of it unless you figure out something that might be, you know, connected to you. So let's just say that your adversity that you're having deals with maybe not eating food, okay? Maybe you decided not to eat a whole lot of food, but now you're losing weight and you're getting tired, and so you want to eat food now, but somehow it kind of goes against what you're thinking about. So that's one way to look at it, where you're getting from one end to the other. Maybe you decided to get up an extra, maybe you decided not to be late to work every day. And so the old energy is pulling you into being late for work, and the new one that you want to connect to, you know, is keeping you on those timelines from the past, and you have a hard time relating. So, you know, you need to ask yourself what the issue is, what are you dealing with, and then do a timeline crash for that. So that's kind of what I would say. The timeline crashing, I think, is $20 per week. And, man, you can get a lot of work done in 1 week. You could change your life for $20 just by going in there and maybe putting out 20 hours of timeline crashes in a week. You know, it's not that hard to do a couple a night, or even maybe one in the morning and three at night or something. Get on there and say, man, you know, my life is not what I want it to be, and I want to get off of those timelines. Once you get off of the timeline, then you're more at free choice to choose what you want to do. Then you're in the now energy. Remember, the timelines that you're dealing with will be taking away your free will, free choice. So once you get rid of that stuff, then you can go in and use your source energy of who you are, get on the now timeline, and then things will open up for you. So that's the thing. You have to get rid of the past. You have to clean yourself out. You're getting rid of the past on the timelines in order to come forward to change your life. Otherwise, you're not going to be changing anything because you can't change anything until you get rid of the past. You got to know where you are. And a lot of people don't understand that. They just hear the New Age philosophy about how your thoughts control your reality. You know, so don't think something, and it won't happen for you. Well, it's already inside of you. It's in your DNA if you got the thought to get it out of you. So you can't put a Band-Aid on it. It may work for a little bit, you know, may start to fool you. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you're going to be hit with probably, you know, the big 2x4 across the head or something. So you need to get rid of the past. That's why we have clearings. And that's the whole process. So clean out the old so you can have neutral energy to work out of. Remember, just because you get rid of the old doesn't mean it's going to be something that's going to be a positive energy for you. It'll be neutral. And then when you're in neutrality, then you can choose what you want to manifest. And neutral energy is source energy. And that's the way it works. It's very, very simple. But if you don't get rid of the past, then you're going to be bringing forth that same issue probably even stronger to you, because you're tugging and trying to pull yourself out of a situation without clearing it. And then that's only going to give more resistance. And that's where you now, instead of a 2x4, it's a 4x4. So just know that you're getting rid of stuff, and you have to do the clearing to get it out of you. You need to get source energy to help you to get it out. So that's kind of the way the clearings work, just to make it really simple. And the timeline crashing is great because you already know where you are. You know what you're doing, where you want to be. And from there, once you get there, then get it out of your life. And that's your emotions. Remember, your emotions are where you're living. Feelings, traumas, everything else. So just kind of know that that's what's running you, and you want to get out of that. And very possibly, let's just say that, for instance, you're dealing with an issue that's really, really negative, okay? And you have to see people. Naturally, we're seeing people. And so these people are on that really negative timeline. So you feel like you're on a really negative timeline because you have to deal with these people. Well, once you start doing the clearing, then they won't be on the same timeline as you. Now, how are they going to relate to you? Okay? Remember, before they're using the same programs to push your buttons, okay? So maybe they're the marionette and you're the puppet. And so they already have connected that way. Now you do the clearing to get off of those emotions for whatever they're dealing with, okay? And lo and behold, when you see those people, all of a sudden they try to find those buttons in you and they can't find it. Maybe they become speechless because they don't know what to do. Because all of a sudden you're not conforming to their past reality of who they think you are. And in the now timeline, there's all possibilities. In the timeline that you were connected to prior to doing the timeline crashes, the only possibility is what they want to do to you and for you, okay? And you may not like that because it's an adversity. So do the timeline crashes to get out of that reality. So I don't know how to really relate to that. You know, it'd be like having people where you work with who don't like you. Then get off of that timeline of their dislike and your dislike for them, and then all of a sudden, how are they going to relate to you when you come into work? You're going to be like a new person. They'll see you differently. Instead of you having all that dislike energy in your auric field, it won't be there, and they're going to look for those buttons. They go, oh, but wait a minute, maybe I judge this person wrong. You know, they seem to be okay to me. Yesterday, I didn't like them because of what's going on between all of your auric fields and you reading each person. And now with no buttons in you, they're going to look at you and say, gee, maybe there's something going on here. What do they do? You know, why aren't I relating to you or that person? And that's because the timeline that you were on with them is gone. And now you can create a timeline in the now with your, you know, source energy of who you are and make one for peace. And lo and behold, all of a sudden they're going to go, wow, this person is really peaceful. That's all source energy is peace. So hopefully I'm indicating and hoping that I'm talking to all of you on how important timelines are to get off of. Remember, we started the show, and what I perceived is everybody's dragging the old timeline back here. Not everybody, but, you know, it was happening. And so you're manifesting last year's energy into a brand new clean slate for this year. and get off of that. And very possibly, you know, who knows what the aliens put in as, you know, as a timeline for this year, too. We got off of that one also. Get on your own timeline. Get on source energy. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. So someone was asking, you know, what exactly the timeline crash, but I feel you've answered it. It's basically whatever your specific issues are. And then I was wondering, would it be helpful or is it too vague to just put in 2013 and timeline crash 2013?
Yeah, it'd be too vague, yeah, because you need to get issues. Now, if you sat down and you wrote down, you know, 100 different issues of what you had during the year, and you could probably rate them. Maybe you dealt with a situation that was really bad in February of last year, and you were dealing with it each month, and it came to December, and maybe the charge is only 20% of what it was back in February. It means that you worked through that situation, but you still have 20% that you're bringing forth now. So you could do a timeline crash for that, but just see where you are, you know? A more pertinent situation would be maybe you were unemployed in 2012, right? And all of a sudden, halfway through 2013, you got a job. So it means you worked through that particular issue, the timeline keeping you from having a job, you know, why the timeline was there, how it got created. It makes no difference. You know, you were in that timeline. You don't want to beat yourself up because you go, wow, I did maybe some timeline crashes, and maybe I got a job. Well, gee, what have I been doing to myself? How am I sabotaging myself? Well, you know, forget all that stuff. Just do the timeline crash and get yourself out of it and know that, yeah, I helped myself out. Now, if the timeline crash doesn't work for you and you still feel, you know, negative energies there, then you know you have to do a whole lifetime clearing on it. And normally you should do the clearing first before you do the timeline crashing. But some people may not even have a clue. But if you know what your issues are, then clean off those issues out of you so you can be able to change. Otherwise, the issues will just keep you held, you know, in bondage there. But, you know, it all depends what you did, what you know about last year, and write it down because that issue is going to follow you into this year. And find out how much you worked on it. Maybe you can look at it and say, yeah, you know, I'm okay with this issue now. Then that's great. If you feel it coming up and servicing, then do some timeline crashes. If you feel like you're embedded into it and it's, you know, going to control your life, then by all means, you know, find out what the issue is. And, you know, is it something you have to go deeper on? Maybe you have to do a seven-generational clearing. And maybe you're dealing with a lot of fear on something. And you go, well, I did a fear clearing, and now I got fear coming up again. Well, what does that mean? Well, maybe it could be fear. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's anxiety. So just kind of see where you are. And if it is fear, then maybe you have to go back to seven generations or further to see what's going on. That's why we have those clearings to clean yourself out, going deeper and deeper. And all of a sudden you start feeling, wow, this is great. Feel better. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I think people really like it when you talk, you know, specifically about things like people's jobs and work. And someone has a really good question, one of my favorite healings, the soul family clearing. Would that help Would soul family disconnect keep us in the now with coworkers?
Well, they could be in your soul family. It could help, yes. That one's put on the website. It's like a Band-Aid to get you out of people that are trying to control you instantly. So, yes, that one could help. But remember, the whole thing boils down to what is blocked inside of you, okay? So always look at that first. Don't look at somebody else outside of yourself causing something to happen to you because, you know, it's inside of you somehow. And, you know, you could be the greatest person on the planet, and you wonder why things are happening to you. And it just only could be because maybe you're running that awful timeline, and you didn't clean yourself out enough out of it, and the timeline hooked you. Remember, it's just like, you know, the aliens are going fishing, you know. Did you bite the hook? You know, looking for the worm, you know. Did you get hooked up, again, to a timeline that they created, hoping to find everybody on the planet here connected to their timeline. Remember, all they're doing is fishing. If you take the bait, then, you know, at that point, you become the prey. So, and you can't pray your way out of it. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And another thing I was wondering, well, someone is mentioning time zones. They did some kind of time zone clearings, and they're going to send us more about that in an email, so I look forward to getting that. But that reminded me of things like a space clearing, the grid line and ley line clearings and all of that, which we've talked about so much. Mightn't the beginning of a new year and, you know, be a good time to refresh all of that?
Yeah, very possibly, yeah.
Just get your home cleared out and your office and detach from the ley lines.
Do some space clearing to get yourself off of these, you know, situations that are bothering you. But, you know, right now you got a good chance to look at the past to get rid of this stuff. That's kind of where we are. You know, that's what I'm seeing. Get yourself out of last year's energy.
Right.
Because you have a great, because you're on a clean slate now, basically, unless you're on the alien timeline that they're trying to put you onto. Remember, we started the show off getting into source timeline, which really isn't a timeline, but there's no way other than to talk about it as if it does exist. So we put you into the now. So when you're in the now, then these timelines aren't going to exist unless you decide to go back into that, and or you get hooked up some way. People talk to you and connect you to, you know, an awful situation or something. But still, you know, it's up to you to get out of it. You must get out of it yourself. And by doing so, you can have a better life. So look at the timeline crashing to get out of these things. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. I'm going to start doing more timeline crashes myself, and I really got a lot out of tonight. Thank you. We have some requests for some sample healings, and you know, I always feel when someone requests them, they're going to help everybody. But first, I want to share a testimonial that you cleared on another show. You cleared lack of motivation, and the listener says, well, I cannot stop now, so thank you. So that's very nice.
That is good, yeah, uh-huh.
And, you know, that's, you know, amazing, because on this you're just doing samples, really, of things, and it just shows how powerful the clearings are for Creation Lightship, that when you're just doing these simple samples on the radio show, people are having a shift and improvement in their lives. So imagine what happens when you go on the website and do the actual clearings. It's wonderful. So we have a request to clear yearning. I guess yearning, longing, either one. Could we have a sample of that, Ron?
Yeah, you need to think of a situation for that. So here we go. We're going to clear that one particular situation that you are dealing with. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, boy, that would probably be a wanting. We do have, I think, a clearing for wanting on the website. I don't talk about it too much, but I think if you typed in wanting, that might come up.
These things could also be put into the emotional clearing, or possibly the mental, if you feel it's more of a mental issue, right?
Yes, that could be true, yeah. And just, you know, you have to see where you are, you know. The clearings are designed to help you to kind of navigate through your life a little bit. So the way it works is that you do one thing, and then you see where you are. Maybe the one thing fixed you, and you go, oh, great. Well, if you still have an issue, then look for maybe that same type of issue. It could be seven generations going back, or it could be a whole different avenue that you need to perceive. You know, maybe somehow, or pursue, maybe you are empathic, and you know, working with that energy, cleaning out your empathic body, and then all of a sudden you go, well, wait, I got a sensory body. I forgot about that one. Maybe that's the one that has the stuff in it, but they're all going to help you out a little bit, and eventually you may be able to get rid of the situation, because it's hard to say where you're collecting it. There's really no way to know, you know, until you get it out. That's why we have so many clearings. I just wish one clearing would work, but it doesn't. That's why we have so many. People kept asking for more and more, and people are complicated, and, you know, you have all these energetic bodies that are connected to you to keep you from being terminated by the darkness, so these are in place to help you, but when they get saturated, then you have troubles. Remember a baby, you know, always, you know, relate to, you know, how a baby is, and a baby doesn't have this stuff, because they haven't started to basically think and be told what to do. So if you start learning patterns, then the patterns connect to your DNA, and then, you know, you're going to be dealing with that for your whole life. So that's the process. So you want to get out of the situation to become peaceful. Remember, where you want to end up is peace. That's whatever you need to do to get there. And everybody's different. Everybody's completely different. Some people have had little traumas in this lifetime, hardly anything at all, and other people have had a whole bunch, you know. So it's, you know, wherever you are, I guess you probably maybe feel lucky that you're where you are, because it could be worse. Even if it's really bad for you, it still could probably be worse. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Someone said to you, thank you, Ron. Looking inside myself is a great reminder. Someone else asked a little, you know, back to the timeline crashes. What if you can't remember events of 2013 or dreams to timeline crash? And I guess the answer is what the other listener said. Look inside yourself. What's going wrong in your life? What are your issues?
What are your issues?
Yeah, and crash those.
What issues are you dealing with? And that's the whole process. You know, if you don't know, then ask a friend. Maybe the issue is so big that, you know, you can't see the forest or the trees, you know. You're in the forest.
Right.
I mean, where the trees are, where the forest is, I should say, you know. You're already in it. So ask your friend, say, gee, you know, how do I relate to you? You know, what's my issue? And all of a sudden they may say, well, yeah, you do this and you do that and the other. And you go, I didn't know I did that or I act this way. Well, that's your issue. Ask your friends, and they're in the same boat you are, but maybe they know about your issue more than you do. So back to you. In fact, you know, what happens is when you start doing clearings, the people that are around you that have your issue in mind, and they haven't done a clearing, don't even know what they are, then you may find yourself not wanting to rub elbows with them and be with them and, you know, go out to lunch or whatever, because all of a sudden you go, wow, this is really an energetic drain. I clean myself out, and they're living in the past on these old timelines. I don't want to live there anymore. Been there, done that. Goodbye, Charlie, you know. And that's the way to look at the way you should be. You shouldn't have to have any regrets about leaving somebody. You can tell them about the clearings and healings, and they'll probably see how you've changed. But from there, just know that, you know, you need to do a clearing to get the stuff out of you. You have to remove your gunk, and you can't think it out. You have to get it out of you. That's the difference between our clearings and everybody else's out there probably, is that they're using mind energy, thinking you can think your way out of something, or to do an affirmation, or to you know, do a decree or whatever else. No, you're dealing with mind energy. You can't have mind energy help you. It's not going to help you whatsoever. Because mind energy gets you into the situation or just puts you further down the rat hole. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. And someone is asking, you know, which you have discussed this before, can we do timeline crashes for someone else or just ourselves? It's not a good idea, really, to do timeline crashes for someone else because you don't know what effect you might have on that person's life, right? So unless it's someone you're very close to and live with and you know what they're doing, like you wouldn't want to be doing one for someone far away and they're driving the car or something like that, you could cause something to happen to them. And also, it's better to just review what is it about that person that you're noticing and just clear it in yourself. Right, Ron?
Yeah, clear it in yourself. And then sometimes if you're energetically quartered to a person, like a mate will say, then by clearing yourself, it might start to clear them out too, because the energetic cords between you you know, you are taking their energy and cleaning it. So that could happen, mm-hmm. you know. But you could probably do timeline crashes, but I would do it when they're sleeping, you know. And then also, you know, don't do any space crashes. So space, when in no way should you do that at all to somebody, because bringing them back here could make them feel a little different, and you don't want to do anything with space-time crashes. But timeline could be okay. I'd recommend doing it when they're sleeping.
Okay. Now, someone has a request on the fast chat of a sample of the set time body sequence clearing. Is that something you could do a sample of?
Yeah, set I could time do one. Sequence. Or I can do that. What that does is put you into the moment for each we'll say second of your life. You see, so it's I don't know. I'll pick. Your birthday at the age of 10, and we'll do the when you were born, that exact same time, and we'll see if you can feel that. So here we go. This will be the moment that you were born if you took that at the age of 10. Okay, so if you're born, say, at midnight, it'll be age of 10. Well, we'll just say 1 a.m. So at 1 a.m. When you were born, and it'll be 1 a.m. at the age of 10, the exact same time as your birthday when you arrived here. So here we go, putting you into the moment at that particular time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So just see how that's feeling for you. That clearing's a pretty nice clearing to get you into the moment. And it's good to do periodically if you do that clearing. So back to you, Ann.
Wow. Yes, thank you, listener, and thank you, Ron. That actually felt really good. Okay, someone has a request for a sample clearing of feeling hopeless and indecisive, two different issues. And I just wanted to say, I'm fairly certain this person is listening tonight, that those would be two good issues to timeline crash, right, Ron?
Yeah, so let's do that. So hopeless would be a emotional situation, typically, feeling hopeless. You may want to go deeper to see what you're feeling hopeless about. You know, is somebody, you know, in your life not doing what you want them to do, so you feel hopeless because they're not listening. You feel hopeless because you are striving to be somewhere else in your life and you can't get there. You know, are you wanting to get a different job? And, you know, none's available in your town, so you feel hopeless. You know, so there's a lot of issues. So you want to go deeper than just being hopeless. So think of that issue that you're dealing with, and we'll release the energy from that one particular situation, okay? That's the way the clearings work when I do them here. So here we go. Think of that one situation, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And what's the other flip side of that, Ann, that you wanted me to clear?
Indecisiveness.
Oh, boy. Okay. So kind of being wishy-washy, I guess, huh? Well, that just means that you're not empowered. That's the whole thing, you know. Self-empowerment clearing is what I would get into. To actually help you with that. Because I don't know how to clear that issue, because the issue would mean typically to me that there's other people sending you energy, not allowing you to have free will, free choice. Okay, so you're looking at doing something, and you don't know how to do anything because there's too much energy out there, and that's probably from other people. So that's what I would probably look at is get discorded, you know, do a maybe get on the call that we have energetic corings, get off of the energetic cords. But I'd go into the self-empowerment clearing to do that. I don't know how I could do a one-time clearing to help you out. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. And, you know, we can go get to the root of what these things are. You know, what are you indecisive about, I guess, and then do some timeline crashes.
A situation of maybe, you know, not knowing what to do or something. You know, let's just say that you're maybe a parent or just you know somebody and that person is on drugs, we'll say, right? And you're doing all that you can do, trying to figure out how to help them. And they're not listening to you, and they keep doing something else, so you just feel hopeless, you know? And you still have that energy attachment to that person. Well, what could you do in that situation? You first want to get the cords released from them because they're bringing you into their reality and their situations. They're using their free will and free choice, but because you're willing to help them, that brings you into the situation of having that energy of that negativity running through you. So now you got their baggage, okay? For maybe a parent, that may not be kind of too bad because you're trying to help somebody out. But looking at it realistically, you know, without emotions, why do you want to take on their stuff, okay? So you should just say, here's what I can do for you, and you can do clearings which could help them, but they have to be able to change themselves, okay? You can't do everything for them. And if they're unwilling to change, then, you know, the hopelessness is on them, not on you. So your hopelessness that you're looking at in that situation would be, what can I do to help them? Well, probably not much. You know, you can do clearings, you know. In fact, you know, if somebody called me and said, Ron, you know, my brother's on drugs, what do I do? I'd say, do entities. First do his whole lifetime emotional clearing, and then do entities. Get those entities off of him or her so they can at least have a fighting chance to live. And do entities, get unlimited, and do it maybe 2-3 times a day so they can get away from the situation to where the entities are forcing their body to have drugs. So that's what I would tell anybody to do first of all. From there, you know, it could be timelines. Maybe the aliens got them onto timelines, but entities would be the big one. And so somebody who is maybe accident prone, that could be entities. People that have the same problem, same issue all the time, that could be entities coming in. So entities, we don't normally talk about them that much, but it's a big thing here. And it's like our show is coming to a close, Ann.
It is, and we have several interesting topics, you know, that we wanted to get to, but we'll save them for Friday's show. The next BBS show will be Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Same time, same bat channel. And we'll also have our continued discussion about mostly about creativity or really whatever she wants to talk about. There, our listener that co-hosted with us last week, and I'm looking forward to that very much. And I made the announcements at the beginning, so I think we're set, but there's so much information tonight, Ron. If when you say goodnight, if you could sort of do that mind-to-heart drop for everybody before
we sign off,
that would be great.
Here we go, mind-to-heart drop. So remember, you have to command your spirit to help you out here. Otherwise, it's not going to hear you or do anything. Everything is a command, so commanding your spirit to do this. So here we go. Have to take your thoughts, drop them into your heart. I count from 10 to 1 backwards so you can become peaceful. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, thank you. And tomorrow night is our clone call, clone replicas. And then we have on station 2, Friday we have BBS at the same time as this time here. So blessings. Thank you, Ann. See you later, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Night all.
Night.